She lived on, and that was near the dam off of Highway 9. But at that time, furnished most of the water in this area. And her husband worked for them, and they had a house on the company property. And with pretty green fields, and after Sunday school, she'd take a whole Sunday school class, and we would run and rip and play, and she'd serve us dinner and bring us back to BTU in the afternoon. So a lot of Sunday afternoons we would spend with our Sunday school teacher, fellowshipping and having fun. We had a BTU teacher, well, they call it BTU then, Baptist Training Union teacher, Miss Deacon. And now, as a teenager, that was the teenager hangout. After church, we would all go to Mother house. There would always be food, more than enough. And it was kind of out in the country, what we call the country. The whole place was country then. But we had, we would go out and play and meet and greet with our boyfriends. And Dick would make sure that we made it back to Baptist Training Union, because he was our Baptist Training Union teacher, so we knew we had to go, and that was that. But the my father at that time was called, he was called Deacon, Mr. Deacon, and Mr. Deacon was the Sunday school superintendent, and I used to call him a lay preacher. He just kept an eye on everybody's child. And everybody knew Mr. Deacon. And they knew if Mr. Deacon showed up at the, we had a cafe, a little cafe. If he showed up on Saturday night at the cafe at 9 o'clock and looked around and said, Sunday school in the morning. You knew it was time to go home, because Mr. Deacon would blow and pick you up for Sunday school that next morning. So yes, the church was such an intricate part of our lives then. And it was like a one-on-one thing. And the community, the church as the base, was helped to raise everybody's child. You knew that if you were caught in the wrong, someone was going to speak to you. And you knew that they would also speak to your mom. So the results would be kind of traumatic sometimes. Oh, but yes. But we only had one preacher then. We only had service one Sunday out of a month.
Why was that?
Because our ministers all came from like Atlanta and other places, and then that was like way away. The little narrow roads and the broken down cars, people getting back and forth. So we had we had service one Sunday a month. And in this area, we had two Baptist churches in Roswell for blacks, and a Methodist church in Alpharetta, and a Baptist church in Alpharetta. Well, we didn't like for going to church on Sundays, because fourth Sunday